We'd like to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us today. I'm very pleased to see such a large turnout, and we have been given tremendous support. So I should like to take this opportunity to thank all of you. Without further ado, I'd like to discuss 2009 March consolidated business results. First of all, consolidated business results. Operating revenue was 130,922,000,000. -2% year on year. Operating income 4,403,000,000, and -89.7% year on year. Ordinary income 37,000,000, -99.9%. Income before income taxes, or net income rather, is 18,375,000,000, negative. If you look at the results this time, 2009 March period is such that for us, we have had a very severe economic environment. For example, as you know, Nikkei average was during this time 35.3% decline is what we saw there. In the 3 months, January, March, and October and December period, if we compare the two, Nikkei average went down 8.5%. And as for securities, trading, brokerage trading value was down 31.4%. So this is a comparison at the end of the year in cumulative terms. This is the situation. IPO number, previous term was 99 companies. This time is 34 companies. So our pillar of revenue, SBI Securities and SBI Investment, these are our pillars for our revenue. These are two companies' revenues were very negative, and that is the market environment. A very severe impact has been felt. A direct impact is a decline in sales and operating profit decline. Stock price, stock market is stagnating, so indirectly there are accounting losses in various forms. There are valuation losses which have emerged in various forms. A valuation loss 2009 March for the term as a total. The valuation loss was 14.7 billion yen. This is a loss without the cash outflow, but it is a very major loss which appears on the statement. Securities valuation loss. Operating profit was impacted in the way, form of VSN, SBI Capital Managers, SBI Value Up Fund, and we hold 24.89% of VSN through this fund. Stock prices have largely declined, 1.5 billion negative. Otherwise, there are various. The one of this is Flegg International. This they have declared bankruptcy. It's a real estate related company, and the amount is 1.19 billion. In total, 2.7 billion is the impact. As extraordinary loss, we have posted. The major one being Sumitomo Trust and Banking. 6.773 billion throughout the term. And in various forms, we have had various valuation losses. In total, 7,547,000,000. Valuation loss of property for sales, allowance for doubtful accounts, SEM Corporation. This is a real estate collateral loan company and as operating expense, 702 million was the impact. In total, operating profit, 3.24 billion. Broad Media, this is equity investment loss, that's 1,353,000,000. Loans for Zephyr, that is 11.2 billion. The loan collateral valuation loss, allowance for doubtful loss, extraordinary losses in total 2,464,000,000. These are valuation losses without the cash outflow, but accounting wise, these are very major items and the impact has been felt. And extraordinary loss, large negative was what this is. third quarter cumulative for this term was, under the present circumstances, if we compare in the past 3 months, as I mentioned before, Nikkei average stock prices saw a decline by 8.5%. So therefore, we have written off at 5.5 billion. And Sumitomo Trust, we thought we have ended the process, but the stock prices declined once again. So we had to write down once more. That was the situation. So we have written down and, or if you might think that operating revenue and operating income between this, there's a large difference. For here, the equity method investment loss of 2.5 billion, SBI Sumishin net 1.8 billion, 08 March was 3.17 billion, so there's a major improvement. But there's a negative figure of this order. SBI Japan Next Securities, 500 million. Netted financial expense, 1 billion. SBI Korea Won has depreciated. The FX loss was 600 million yen. This was recognized. And this has contributed to this very large negative figure. The quarter operating expenses, the valuation loss which has been posted, that's 702 million. That has impacted our operating profit. Extraordinary losses, Sumitomo Trust and Banking. The acquisition book price was 1,158. This has gone down to 373 yen as of the end of March. So 6.7 billion was the impact. Broad media was 1,353,000,000. 127 stock price has gone down to 57. Allowance for doubtful accounts and Zephyr loans, real estate valuation loss was 885 million. In total, all in all, in the 3 month period, 4.1 billion is the amount written down. So we felt that this was just about it. But I don't know what you would think about this. And if there is time later on, I should like to pose this question to you. The highlight is as follows. The first part of this I have already discussed, so I'll skip that. The second point, under the severe environmental circumstances, the major business units have had operating profits. The major units are asset management, brokerage and investment banking, financial service, and real estate and housing. These are all have had black ink. New businesses have already posted their profits. SDI Liquidity Market, they have started a business in November last year. Operating profit is 840 million, and it has contributed to operating profits at 1.83 billion. So soon after establishing the company, we have generated profits. And such a case is something that I experienced for the first time, although I have launched many companies before. Sumishin SBI Net Bank, I will be referring to this later in more detail. January, February, a single month, black ink has been registered. And this is something which I have mentioned before. March, we expect operating profits as well. On a quarterly basis, for the first time, we expect operating profits. As mentioned before, the equity method loss is something that we're working on of 2.5 billion. This term, from the term that started in April of this year, if we can turn this into a positive, this will be a major contribution to operating income. Asset management, brokerage, investment banking, operating income is picking up. Financial service business is such that with regard to new businesses, the losses are being reduced. So operating profits are improving, picking up. So the third quarter may be the bottom. That is what we feel. As for the major financial indicators, compared to September of 2008, there are improvements, and we continue to register financial soundness. And deposits are 1.271 billion. So we have a lot of cash. As for currency ratio, interest-bearing debt ratio, equity ratio, we have SBI holdings, SBI securities, and customer accounts are both in liabilities and assets. And if we exclude all of this, equity ratio is 52.4. And even if we include customer accounts, 32.8% is the amount. So the situation is very sound. Operating profits after consolidation elimination and corporate expenses, the remaining is 4.4 billion. As mentioned before, the main business units have operating profits across the board. 54.8%. The brokerage is the largest portion. As for the major units, net income up to housing, real estate, these are all black ink. System solution is still has some red ink. Asset management, page 10. Asset management. Fourth quarter and third quarter, we're seeing a firm recovery trend. Brokerage and investment banking has largely recovered. Financial service, likewise, is improving, and we're seeing a pickup. Housing and real estate is such that we have a negative figure. But the SEM Corporation, in addition to SBI Holdings, we hold this through SBI Capital Value Up Fund number one. We own this. Property for sale valuation loss, 245 million. Allowance for doubtful accounts of 457 million has been posted. And so we have a negative figure. But in effect, without these, we would have had a positive. After next term, we feel that we will have positive figures. As for SG&A, by quarter, that includes goodwill amortization and transfer to allowance for doubtful accounts. These are excluded in the SG&A. That's 480 million, which has been reduced. So a company-wide expense reduction has been made. And we celebrate our 10th year of the group. And we said we would be moving to SBI Tower. And we have been announcing that we'll be making this move. And 3 billion is the expense for moving. And we felt that this environment being the way it is, we should suspend the move. If the present situation subsides and improves, then we will think anew about moving. A consolidated balance sheet characteristics have been mentioned. Our total assets, we have subsidiary SBI securities, deposits, and customer assets accounts are included. And within current assets, there are margin assets and deposits. And in liabilities, there are margin liabilities and deposits as well. So unlike ordinary companies, we cannot look at this in a very simplistic way. So we have excluded this amount. The assets and liabilities would look like this if we exclude the customer accounts. If we calculate in the normal way, our current ratio and the interest-bearing debt and equity ratio is on page 14, 136.6, 32.8, and 37.1 is the figure. But if we exclude this, currency ratio would be 200. Current ratio would be 204. Interest-bearing debt is the same at 37.1. And equity ratio has largely improved to 52.4 from 32.8 to 43.3 to 52.4. The interest-bearing debt compared to the September period has seen a large improvement. Under the present circumstances, these are the important financial indicators which have improved. And for us, this is something which is very gratifying. Normally, if you look at the balance sheet, It's in a pitiful state. Cash flow statement is in a very bad state. Under the financial crisis, financial institutions find all these statements and indicators in a very poor state. But in spite of that, we have a very favorable situation.
Next, I would like to talk about the business conditions of the key business lines.
Looking at the asset management business,
sales is 16 billion yen. It is 72% reduction from the previous year, and operating income 2.6 billion yen, 84% reduction year on year. So as I said previously, there are new IPO numbers which have significantly dropped. So competitors such as Jeffco, who have announced settlement, which is 9.4 billion in deficit in operating, and also 17 billion in its net revenue, in which case we have been comparatively been surviving well. The reason why this is positive is due to the fact that as of May 2005, New Horizon Fund's Chinese investments had been established. If this was not existing, then we would have it where we were in the same position as the other venture capitals. In addition to that, SBI Capital operates the SBI Value Up Fund, number one, in which case VSN equities, etc., were the areas where BSM or etc., there were negative investments. Venture capitals, or whether it is not venture capitals, the listed equity will be where we invest to, so that value is added. Various points of value up where capital contribution will be made is what we strive for. Therefore, if you look at the market net value, there is the evaluation losses. If there is no valuation losses, there will be 5.3 billion of the operating profits that we would have achieved. But the numbers have been settled as this. Other than that, I will give you an explanation about the other details about the 99 companies, in which case, from compared to fiscal 2006, there is a reduction. But furthermore, 99 companies became 34 companies, where new IPO market is very much in a dawning state. On page 19, you can see that this is already mentioned. Jeffco had already disclosed their results. 9.4 billion yen of negative operating income, and net losses is 17 billion negative too. Daiwa SMBC Capital and Nihon or Japan Asia Investment has not disclosed their results yet. On the other hand, by the third quarter already, there are significant negatives. Specifically, Japan Asia Investments has about 16 billion of operating income negative. Therefore, we would wonder what they are about to announce as results. We are very much interested in this. Investment during this time was where, because of these times, it was a very good opportunity to invest. Therefore, 95.79 billion for 118 companies was invested on a cumulative basis. For Jeffco, during that time, is 106 companies, 32.546 billion yen to be invested. 22.5 billion. Interest-bearing liabilities has gone down to around 500 billion or so. Private equity is 240 billion. New Horizon Fund, as I said earlier on, so if this would have been excluded, we had troubles. We had 46 billion in within the year 2008. In 2009, too, cash dividend, in which case 6.9 billion is what we assume for. And this April, first on, by the 24th of the month, around 3.1 billion has already been sold, and it has become in the form of cash. Out of that, 50% is this 6.9 billion, included within the 6.9 billion. Chinese markets are recovering significantly. Therefore, we feel that steadily, within fiscal 2009, around 6.9 billion of the cash can be paid to us. If we are lucky, if the market rebounds more, and this value, we hope, will be more increased. That's the expectation we have. One company, China Stems Holdings, is to IPO within 2009. Brokerage and investment banking business sales is 49.2 billion yen, and it's a 28% reduction year on year. Operating income is 5.7 billion yen, reduction by 72%. SBI Securities, this is becoming a subsidiary. So there is the goodwill depreciation, which is 2.8 billion negative. That is the situation we have. If this is not in place, it is 8.5 billion yen for operating income. So year on year, it is 59% reduction. On the other hand, from the accounting purposes, goodwill has to be depreciated. Therefore, this is how we settle down to for operating income, which is smaller than we expected. Now, there is a continuous slumping of the individual stock brokering rich trading value. It came up here, but it came down once again. From April on, the situation may be seen where clearly, compared to March, there are some improvements seen. Here are the highlights of the brokerage business. So I skip this graph. Page 26. SBI Security. Consolidated results are shown here. Operating revenue is 47.543 billion yen, and it's a negative 26.3%. Operating income is 9.651 billion yen, which is negative 57.7%. Net income is 10.148 billion yen, which is a drop by 14.9%. Now, the major online securities have been disclosing their results, and today Monex, and before that Rakuten, Kabucom, Amanex, and Rakuten is 5.26 billion, and Rakuten is just under 4 billion, and Kabucom is about 6 billion or 6.2 billion is the situation they announced. But in net profit, Amanex and Rakuten having significant negative results is seen. So online security business numbers and the real security business numbers can be compared, in which case real business is more or less completely disrupted. The amounts are very significant. About 700 billion for Nomura Securities, or more than amount, is what Nomura faced. So it's a significant negative number that is a result of each of the companies. So compared to that, net security business skill, although the revenue has come down, there is a positive profit gained. Specifically within the third quarter, October through December, and this fourth quarter, January through March, there is a positive for the operating income, but there is the ordinary income that is negative due to some of the union-related. So there is the contribution towards the union that became a negative. On a net-net basis, it is about 150 million deduction. That is why it settled in the red. But the third and fourth quarter can be compared, in which case the net profit and also the operating income is more or less bottoming. That is the impression as felt through these numbers. Now, the customer accounts comparison of five major companies. We had about 187 million of the accounts. And gradually, the capacity has to be considered. It has to be increased furthermore. We had a directors meeting within SBI Securities today. It's about 2.5 million of the accounts that we are about to take measures for. And maybe if this comes down, we may be able to increase the accounts. This is the timing that we need to consider for such measures to be taken. Accounts at major online security companies in the past years, this is 206,123 accounts we have gained. Fourth quarter is 49,302 to be gained. So it's a predominant level. The base is also, at our side, we are 3.1. It is predominantly low. Monex is 11.0 and Kabucom is 9.4. It seems that each of the companies are gradually increasing. On the other hand, we have some fees that have been revised. Therefore, just by March alone, it's about 3.9 basis. It has gone up to that amount. Next is the comparison of stock and brokerage trading value with big three securities. Our share is 11.6%. By the third quarter, share was 9.7%. And furthermore, it has come up. 1.9% also is the increase level. Nomura Securities, 7.6%. Therefore, Nomura Securities, within the fourth quarter of year 2005, we have been seeing this maintenance level. This is the major online security company share of the individual brokerage trading value. By seeing this, in March 2009, five online major companies, 73.2% is what it has expanded to. So with this chart, it's rather difficult. Actually, it is much more larger, so the real security companies will not be achieving profits. They are being taken the customers to the online securities. So Nomura's fourth quarter, January through March, situation can be seen, in which case, within the retail sales, around 5.5 billion of losses have been incurred. Therefore, this is the amount where Nomura's retail business is really struggling, as we may see. So we, out of this, are having it steadily where the share is upgoing. As of March 2009, it is 38.8%, which is 42.1% where our share has been expanded. So just for the retail margin trading, in March, it's 47.3%, and overall, it's 44.7%. Major five online companies, it's 83.5%, which means that the online business is still at the forefront. SBI liquidity market.
2008, November 17th is when it started business. The market environment was very bad. To generate the profits, what must be done? We have thought about that. The liquidity market, the Forex, would be the quickest way. That was the conclusion. So we launched this company very quickly, and we tried to make this generate the profits. In November 17th is the start of business. And at that time, liquidity market target profit, we said, would be about 400 million. And and 800 million of SBI securities contribution is what we expected. But the SBI operating profits was 840 million. SBI securities contribution, trading gain to be contributed to SBI securities was 1.83 billion. So this is a major amount. In this industry, there are many companies that have gone public. Money Partners Group is 16.482 billion. If operating profits, if we simply multiply that by four, the operating profits, and if they, this is a 9-month result. So if they adjust that and look at this in 1-year terms, they would have about 4 billion or so, and we would have about 2.9 billion. And our market capitalization, if we compare just the operating profits, it's about 12 billion. So in that sense, within a very short period of time, that is April 27th, stock prices were used to calculate the market capitalization. So within a very short period of time, a 10 billion value company is what we have been able to establish, even above 10 billion. As a backdrop to this, there has been a large expansion in trading value. It's 12 times compared to 2008 June. Compared to Matsuya, Manex, and Capcom, our brokerage trading value has really ballooned, and account number has been such that we're way above the others. Liquidity market is a market. On the other hand, there's a Forex, which the banks are engaged in. Presently, there are 12 banks which are engaging in this. Recently, there has been an additional bank, so that's 13 banks. The remaining three banks are to join SBI Securities, SBI Futures, Sumishin, SBI Net Bank. They have all participated in the liquidity market. And we intend to get the customers outside of this. We have concluded a contract with a certain outside customer. And when this customer comes in, then this market will become more like a market, a true market. Click 365, which we started in 2005, the average transaction volume is such that we have exceeded the transaction. The regulation has been strengthened, and we feel that's good. That is a good thing. When regulations are strengthened, there are many entities which will not be able to participate. So that's a positive for us. So we welcome strengthening of regulations. SBI Japan Next Securities. This was launched in 2007, August 27. From the third quarter, daytime trading has been started. Page 39. The trading monthly trading value is shown here. January is 43.3 billion. March was 66.6 billion. And which has risen to 91.9 billion. In March, we have exceeded 100 billion. What we need to focus on is April 20th. The daily trading value has reached 8.7 billion. JASDAQ is 7.3 billion. So for the first time, we have exceeded JASDAQ. It was just for one day, but we have exceeded JASDAQ. So what is the reason for this growth? That is the daytime trading tick size is one-tenth, less than one-tenth of a TSE. Nighttime, the situation is different, but April 20th, 14 hours 41. At this time, if we look at the situation on the market, TSE 193, 194, that's the ask bid. Under such circumstances, 193.8, 193.2. That is the quotation. The best is 193.2, and the best is 193.8. That's within the range. How important this one-tenth tick size is. This is has a major meaning. Credit Suisse has already announced on the newspapers PTS and five secure market comparison. We have announced in April, middle April, we'll do the best execution. The five markets is TSE, Tokyo Stock Market, and the three PTS, SBI, Japan Next, and Cub.com, Instinet, that's Nomura's, and then the Credit Suisse. PTS and for all of these markets would be connected, and to the best market orders would be channeled, and that is the market that we have created. SBI at SBI Securities, we have instructed them to do this at the fastest speed. Unless we do this in the United States, it would go against the duty of due care. The institutional investors and the buy side and the sell side traders section, we have collected all of these people, and I have instructed that presentation meetings should be held. Unless we do this, it would be a negative for the customers, the investors, and I ask why we don't do this, because I believe that developments will be in the direction that I explained. And so this kind of action will be very significant. We are state-of-the-art in Japan, but we want to be state-of-the-art in the world. So we're intending to increase the speed by 10 times. So we want to create something that is not seen in anywhere else in the world in terms of its superiority. The small tick size is such that this would lead to more transaction execution. It'll be just be a matter of time. The financial service business revenue is 22.6 billion. Operating profit 1.5 billion, 76% increase. Operating revenue has increased 1%. It has been an increase. The new businesses' decrease in red ink has contributed to the increase here. If we look at this, if you could focus on the financial service business highlight, that's page 43. the existing businesses operating profit compared year on year is minus 9%. A new business red ink has been reduced by 900 million yen. Card-related business, 270 million yen improvement. So the business unit operating profit, 76% at 1 billion yen. The market and the stock price market is stagnating. Under the circumstances, our SBI Securities, SBI Investment, these are the pillars for generating income. They have not been able to generate as much income as we wish them to do. 2008, 2007, new businesses have been started one after another. And the financial crisis is such, this has been a heavy burden on us. But as mentioned before, we have black ink in the bank. In the life and non-insurance, we're reducing red ink. And the card-related business is such that we have will be seeing a large improvement. So this is a major point. Existing business, Morningstar, we have announced on an unconsolidated basis increase in revenue, increase in profit. The consolidated company, Gomez, is not doing too well. So on a consolidated basis, we have seen a decline in revenue as well as profits. SBI, Veritrans, would continue to do well. Net income compared year on year, there's a 20% increase in profit. Insurance side marketplace business under the present circumstances, people try to compare to get the best prices. So the sales are growing. 4,737 million is the revenue. I will give you more details later on. And these are the, on page 44, you have the listed subsidiaries performance. And 45, that is housing and real estate related business. 2009, March revenue was 46% compared to the previous period at 40.9 billion yen. Operating profits, 900 million yen, 89% reduction over the previous term. The domestic real estate market has largely shrank, and that is the reason for this performance. As for residents and real estate companies, there are many companies that have had seen their operating profits wiped out. There have been many companies that have gone bankrupt. So under the circumstances, we're doing well. Operating profit has been reduced. That is because SEM Corporation, one of the reasons is because SEM Corporation, SBM Value Up Fund number one, is the fund through which we have a holding in this company. And this company had a valuation loss and allowance for doubtful accounts. We have done everything very conservatively. Totally, 720 million has been written off. The fourth quarter has seen a red ink in operating income. So that is the reason for this negative. At the real estate business headquarters, real estate investment, we do development, and so we make investments. We continue to develop, and for sales have been conducted to the extent that we can. So we have, when we complete development, we will enter into a phase where we conduct sales. We do not leverage through loans. We use our own capital to develop. Other companies have gone under, but our company has maintained its soundness. And the main reason is because we finance through our own funds. Real estate properties are such that distribution, hotel, and commercial properties and housing, we are very diversified. And geographically, 49% is in Tokyo, and overseas included, we have are very diversified. Risk diversification is what we have achieved. SBI Mortgage, we're seeing very smooth growth here. SBI Mortgage deals in flat 35, in administrative independent agency, housing finance agency is related here. The share is 14.4%, head and shoulders above the others. Most of the Japanese financial institutions are included, but we have by far the highest share. And housing loan disbursement outstanding is 463.9 billion yen. The interest rate is 22.95%, the lowest level. And so this is what makes us possible to achieve the results that we did. The lifestyle network business, which shows remarkable growth. The revenue has grown 65.6%, operating profits 96.7% growth, 415 million. As for the intermediary website Musubi, the contract number has increased by 385.2% over the previous term, and we have seen a large increase. The online ticket sales agencies, the number of members has exceeded 280,000. Within a very short period, they have achieved tremendous growth with greater momentum. The internet media sector, for the whole term, operating profit was up 37.4% at 38 million. And the mobile use is increasing. As for bonds?
Redemption of corporate bonds. As you may know, we have repaid corporate bond-related areas. The other day, as of March the 10th, 2009, SBI Securities unsecured corporate bonds, out of which 50 billion was repaid. Other than that, SBI Holdings, year 2009, maturing yen-denominated convertible corporate bond, new equity reservation right corporate bond of 11.48 billion also has been repaid, which means that the total amount has already been redeemed. And at this moment again, newly as a corporate bond, Euro MTN program is the basis where the bonds has been issued, fund is secured, and already 11.9 billion is funded, and the deposits as of year 2009 is still at 127.1 billion. So what we have to consider at this moment is nothing that is of a major concern. Medium term note, issue limit is 50 billion, so we will continue to issue the notes. SBI Securities is what we go through in order to sell this program. It is steadily well selling. There are four issuances, in which case before a week has been passed after solicitation, it has been completely sold off. Therefore, we would like to consider about the demands for funds in the future in order so that we can appropriately continue to issue. It seems that this kind of debt markets has more or less been destructed. Even so, if you have some kind of creativity, you'll be able to fund. Otherwise, it is very difficult to have a funding. In that sense, our Euro MTM is executed and SBI Security is the seller, which means that in the short term, it has been completely sold. So the funding has been well prepared for. Now, let us look at the forecast of the market and also the management strategy for this year. There are five topics I would like to offer to you. Page 54. One is about perspective for the market and related segments, the business direction summary. And the second is more efficiency of the management. SBI Group's organizational reform will be continued. The third is group synergy to be fully sought for. And within there is a new business to be well developed that is not impacted by the equity market environments and the new stage where we will launch overseas. First of all, previously we talked about the third quarter's results and I talked about my perspectives for the market at that time. Since then, there are some changes made. The reason being that at that time, previously, my perspective can be compared to this time, in which case we may be more optimistic in our view. It means that each of the countries have various public investments and also preferential incentive taxation and such measures which are coordinated with each of the nations, out of which I am thinking that actual economy of the U.S. to recover, which was initially predicted as being mid-2010, would be more put at an earlier date, in which case the equity market is more or less 6 to 8 months earlier for recovery. Compared to actual economy, there will be an early recovery. In that sense, a profit recovery may be more earlier than we originally expected. Overseas equity markets also, as we said previously, China and Vietnam, Russia, are the countries which will be recovering first of all, followed by India. That is what I explained previously. Already, this has been recovering continuously for the foreign exchange too. The Japanese economy performance, namely seen from the GDP perspective on a relative basis, we didn't think that it would deteriorate to this level. Strong yen was assumed. On the other hand, it may come to the depreciation of the yen. So 95 to 105 yen is the range that we will see the settlements to. Now, when we see it from the future US dollar, how much of the fiscal deficits will increase? And as a result of which, the dollar credibility, what will happen to it, and long-term interest rates, how it will trend, are the areas that we should watch for. For yen, it is the same too. Fiscal deterioration, what will happen to that should be seen. But the U.S. and the Japanese fiscal deficit is completely different. Japanese fiscal deficit is 95% or more where there is the government bond to be secured within Japan. In U.S., many foreign countries buy their bonds, in which case, if they don't buy from the foreign bonds, then the credibility of the dollar will be destructed very instantaneously. On the other hand, there will be foreign reserve, which is about $1 trillion, and China about $2 trillion held. These reserves may be greatly impacted, so each of the countries are very much careful in looking at the credibility of the dollar. So that is a situation we may see. In any case, for the time being, 95 to 105 yen to a dollar is what we may watch. And domestic real estate market is, after the rebound of the equity market, I think it's about 1 year where the real estate market is delayed after the recovery of the equity market. So this is as based on experience. So I think the similar instance may occur. On the other hand, Tokyo has more rebounds of the prices of properties. Already, golf courses, membership fees can be seen, in which case good courses are rising in membership fees. So I think the bottom has been hit. So the membership market is very much linked to the equity market, in which case if the equity market becomes positive a little, then the golf course market also will be recovered. Similarly, U.S. real estate-related market can be seen here. Already, this is the bottom point. FHFA's announcement where the U.S. housing price index for January and February is seen. In January, is the increase by 0.7%. So it's a two consecutive month increase for the first time in 2 years. It is 1% plus for January. And for the new detached housing sales numbers, U.S. in January and February can be seen where it's about upward revision to 320,000 houses. So in 1963, there was the lowest level recorded since the statistics was taken. So there is upward revision made. And for the time being, I think there will be some improvements. In February, there was an announcement where around 337,000 houses, which is a 4.7% increase, and in March there was an upwards revision to 358,000 houses. By looking at these numbers, it seems that the bottom has been reached. As I said earlier on, maybe the bottom has been reached more earlier than we expected. Chinese equity market, as of the last year's, there's a Shanghai comprehensive index trend from the bottom portion, around 35.3% of increase in April 23 as of the closing of the market is seen. And Shenzhen's comprehensive index can also be seen, which case, as of the end of last year, it was 4,685, and there is a 44.3% increase since then. Goldman Sachs, furthermore, made an announcement the other day about year 2009's Chinese economy growth rate. Previously, it was 6%, but they have revised upwards to 8.3%. In 2010, it has been revised upwards from 9% to 10.9%. So there is an upward revision as announced by Goldman Sachs. So this upwards revision may be reached, in my opinion, too. Recently, there are from China various customers that talk about such impressions. Vietnam next. Vietnam also is, as recently, January through March, retail sales is increased by 21.9%. As of 20th of April, Nikkei newspaper showed this article on the morning edition. So retail services sales is increasing, in which case this is very positive for consumption purposes. In addition to that, this year's Vietnam's growth rate, ADB says, is 4.5%. In 2010, it will be 6.5% as assumed by ADB. But I think it will reach a higher level. So asking the people from Vietnam, that may be the impression that we may hold. Next, page 59. Now, through such forecasts, what are our business policies and what are the directions we are about to uptake? Asset management business is where overseas fund new establishment may be. As of this point, the preparation has already reached its last stages. If these two establishments are completed, what remains is Brazil, and then the other areas are more or less having the measures completed. And as I said earlier on, recovery is ongoing. Therefore, as soon as possible, investments will be executed. Therefore, there are various funds in which investments may be resumed. In addition to that, security and brokerage related business, what we had in the past had been becoming more effective. Therefore, the transactions are expanding. Our SBI Securities maximum operating income, and at the time it was E-Trade and the former SBI Securities. In year 2006, it was about 35 billion of operating income, as I remember. And it became, as I said earlier on, at that time, the account number was 1.23 million. And as I said, it has exceeded 1.8 million accounts at this moment. The share also is predominantly, and at that time, it was about 23%. But presently, as I explained, is the share. So that is the condition ongoing. So if the markets can be seen, operating income may be very much speedily recovering. It will significantly increase, in my view. FX trading also is where, if there is a deregulation or there is more stiffening of the rules, then I think it will be a positive win for us. Everyone came into the Forex industry, and the futures industry also had it, where there were a lot of commodity futures, but they are not profitable, so they came to the Forex, and many companies are involved in this business at this moment. There may be a regulation to this, and they're trying to filter the player numbers. Number of companies decrease, or the watchful companies are already instructing on what they should do. There are administrative orders placed to them. Therefore, as in our case, where we have a steady business operation ongoing, it is a very positive win for us. Housing real estate business, the sales has been developed continuously, and sales prices also may increase, in my opinion. New investment is where we still have to have some restraining. Now, some of the recovery signs towards March 2010. As I said earlier on, SBI Security can be seen where the per day average sales March compared to April may be about 25.9%. So there is an increase seen. As I said earlier on, from the performance perspective, you can compare the third and fourth quarter. Operating income is about 1.4% increase. Therefore, there is some recovery seen. In addition to that, new IPOs included. In 2009, what we are related to new IPOs would be where it didn't exist until this March. Therefore, let's say this is zero, and early on I told you about operating income increases. New Horizon Funds, etc., were the focal businesses where we looked for the overseas businesses. That's why we were profitable. But from 2010 on, I think in March 2010, seven companies will IPO. We can expect seven companies to be newly listed. From that perspective, and it will not be sold instantaneously, but this is another area that is positive for us. New Horizon Fund is, as I said earlier on, as of April to the first, around 3.1 billion was sold just in 4 days. Chinese markets are rebounding, so these types of equities will continuously be positively sold off. And financial institutions listed Asian company investment funds started from Singapore, and this is the Fullerton Asia Financial Fund. And at one time this was stopped, but it has been resumed. Already yield is 2.3% to be secured as of 23rd of April. The market will rebound and recover in the future, in which case Asia financial institutions equities, I think it came down most significantly. Sumitomo Trust Fund and also the DSE, MBC, Mizuho and Nomura, all those stock prices came down significantly. It's about a fourth or to such levels. Therefore, recovery, on the other hand, may be more earlier. Securities, on the other hand, is for that. But banks have stocks and flows, and they are completely different. The stock pains will not be so alleviated so soon. But securities flow business related areas would be recovering at a speedier rate. More efficiency of the management, SBI's reorganization to be continued. At the beginning of the year, we said that this year we will make some selections continuously, and we will cut off what is redundant and unnecessary, and the group's reorganization will be continued. This is what I explained, and all during that time we had been continuing such processes. We would like to progress this further. Today there was an announcement of SBI Futures. Due to equity exchange, this has become a wholly owned subsidiary. So the commodity trading trust business has been ended. Forex will continue. Therefore, this kind of conclusion was reached. As an industry in the domestic commodity futures market, in the past 3 or 4 years, it has been continuously reducing. And the business environment has been deteriorated significantly. Therefore, we considered that this business should be terminated. SBI card processing. Operating income is negative 640 million, which means it's a non-core business. We will separate this from the card business. So it will be sold towards a system vendor. So the negotiation is ongoing. Basically, this can be sold. In addition to that, for more growth environments, there is transfer of business. SBI Equal Credit. And operating income is about 230 million yen as of this March. And the loan business will be stopped. Therefore, all of the loan business as of the 21st of April has been stopped. And for this business, the customer will be transferring to the retail loan of the Sumishin SBI Net Bank. So the net loan portion will be taken within the Equal Credit side. Consolidation for the business efficiency, SBI Card and SBI Equal Credit will be consolidated. This also leads to the fact that the business efficiency will be more enhanced. SBI Money Plaza diversification. SBI Mortgage and sales is equal to 5.2 billion yen. Operating income is 1.13 billion yen. So this is a business trending very well. In the next 2 years or so, I think this business will most significantly grow. The reason being that housing support institutions or the independent corporation of housing has the financial difficulties, but the nation or government will be supporting the corporation, in which case the housing, new housing will continuously increase. In that sense, in the next 2 years or so, I think we'll be able to, within this business, seeing a lot of concrete results. Up to now, I talked about the net business and the housing loan net shop. Housing loan shop is where, as a matter of fact, there are directly managed offices, but there is a franchise methodology, such as with in the cases of supermarket or convenience store businesses. The similar kinds of business models will be seen so that these businesses can be made. There are about 40 of such outlets. This was handled in the past where it was just the agent of the non-life or life insurance companies. Therefore, the housing loan and also whatever is within the group and outside, various financial products can be handled in SBI Money Plaza, mainly where it can be rolled out on a franchise basis. So as soon as possible, we would like to have 100 outlets. By so, as I said from the past, the fact that we are the largest distributor of the financial products, as I declared, may be concretely materialized. That is what we are considering. What is most profitable is housing loan at this moment. And other than that, life and non-life insurance products too. The normal non-life or life insurance agencies will not effectively function. That is why it has been transferred to the housing loan outlets. Therefore, we will again offer various products and diversify them and become an agent that is very much flexible in handling various businesses. Such a Money Plaza business will be rolled out so that the franchisees can also become profitable. So that's our concept for this business. Page 67, synergy within the group to be thoroughly sought for. This is very successful. Sumishin SBI Net Bank is one example here of the successes. SBI Securities account opening applicants, around 50% is the SBI Sumishin applicants too. So this is a clear fact here. And it is a seamless going to and fro of the money ongoing settlement. And also the asset management functionality are matching very well. In that form, the synergistic effects can be well exercise here.
And likewise, synergy is seen in the headquarters OTC, the net internet media sector and internet life and non-life insurance. Of the 50% of the contractors come through the web, and SBI AXA Life, the contracts are increasing gradually. SBI Life and SBI AXA Life Insurance, the products that we deal in here are very limited. We do not attach riders or we do not come up with a very complex product. We think this is unfit for net sales. So we're very focused in our selection of products. So we do not do fire insurance, for example. So this kind of thing is such that, as in the past, various insurance companies products can be selected through the web and be utilized. Non-life, with regard to products which are suited for non-life business, we offer the cheapest product. So I believe that there's a high likelihood that the customers would come to us. And likewise for the life insurance. So that being the case, the group synergy effect is finally being enhanced. SBI Securities, it says 1.86 million. It has increased to about 70,000 to 80,000. The Sumishin Net Bank, we have about 430,000 accounts. So when we think about all of this, for example, Sumishin SBI Net Bank, the account number that we have acquired throughout the year, compared to SBI Securities account, the number far exceeds that of SBI Securities. Someday, Sumishin SBI Net Bank's account number will exceed that of SBI Securities. For the moment, SBI Securities transferring to the net bank has been materialized in large numbers, but in the not too distant future, there'll be a reversal. Opening accounts in bank and coming to securities, opening accounts in banks and going to non-life and life. I'm sure that this will happen. As a group total, 8 million customer database is what we have. So the internet customer base will be used in various marketing purposes. Cross-selling can be done in various forms. In the internet, we will move everything physically from banks to non-life, or from banks to life, or to from bank to securities. There is no physical movement required. You do everything in front of the PC or the cell phone. You can place orders through the PC and cell phone. That's a one-stop financial service, which transpires as a result of all of this. The group synergy effect. Specific concrete examples are given on page 71. Used car dealers registration. SBI Auto Support has used car dealers registered in the amount of 970 companies. Through this SBI insurance, we want to grow further. And furthermore, JAA. This is an auction operating company. It has 14,000 companies as members, and the number of units sold is 700,000. And JAA and ourselves have created a joint venture, and that's the SBI Auto Support. We have 70% equity in this. So in this form, we're participating in the real business as well. And to succeed in this real business, we have taken various moves. And auto loan is such that we have prospects for finally being able to launch this business. And when we start this business, SBI Auto Support and the consumer credit companies or Shinpan companies or SBI Sumishin Net Bank or the Sumishin SBI Net Bank, all of these will liaise to start the auto loan sales. The auto loan is such that for Toyota, for example, U.S. Auto loans have registered a very large negative figure. In the case of Japan, fortunately, this will not be the case. It's not non-recourse with regard to housing and auto loans. The situation is different in the United States and Germany. The new Money Plaza concept. This is something I explained earlier. One-stop business is what this is. And we want to increase such business. SBI housing loan shops, there are 40 of these. SBI securities, within this, there are 20 or so, over 20 branches. And we want to change the form of these, or separately, to solicit new franchisees, so that very soon to achieve 100 and eventually achieve 500 branches. So we want to become the Japan's largest financial goods distributor. Page 74. That is early nurturing of new businesses, which is not impacted by the stock market situation. The Sumishin SBI Net Bank has started in 2007, September. Fourth quarter, May 22nd, will announce the results. January, February, and March, a single month, we have achieved a profit. And we wanted to achieve a single year of profitability for this company. As I mentioned before, equity method extraordinary loss, previous term, we have had 2.5 billion. But for this to turn positive, that'll mean a total difference in terms of red ink or black ink. So this is about to happen in the very near future. So within the group, we have produced a synergistic effect. For example, We have achieved 600 billion of deposit outstanding. 538 days is all it took us. Sony Bank did it in 1,635 days to 1,665 days. In any case, it took them more than 1,600 days. E-Bank took 2,207 days. In spite of this fact that we did it in 538 days to achieve 600 billion, an enormous amount of outstanding deposits, and we have been able to attract that much money. And likewise, as for investment and management, housing loan is such that we have far exceeded 200 billion. Housing loan outstanding amount achieved 200 billion in 551 days. Sony Bank took 1,385 days to 1,475 days. So we did this with tremendous speed. Under the present unfavorable environment, we have been able to achieve such a feat, and that reflects our great effort, and it also reflects the synergistic effect that we have achieved. Number of accounts. 23rd of April, that was 435,548. In 2010, end of October, our target figure which we have announced to FSA was 400,000. We have far exceeded this figure. As for the deposit, as of 23rd of April, that was 629.9 billion yen. The target was 647.6 billion. So we have achieved 93%, and it's a matter of time that we'll achieve 700 billion yen. The Asian Banker has given us the Excellence in Retail Financial Service Award in 2009. So we have won this award. Second and third quarter, following that, we are increasing our customer base. As I mentioned earlier, the increase in customers is such that SBI Securities in 1 year, what was the situation? Or in the January to March period, what was the situation? I explained that using a chart earlier on. That was about a little less than 50,000. And Sumishin SBI Net Bank achieved 84,596. E-Bank in terms of accounts has 71,000. It has a large number. But deposit increase has been such that there has been a large drop. In our case, 72.96 billion is the increase. The per-customer outstanding deposit is such that we're in a similar position to Sony. That's 150,000 and 180,000. E-Bank is way above us. That's 233,000. So they have a totally different set of customers. SBI Insurance. That's non-life insurance. This is the fifth term. Single-year profit is what we want to achieve within the... and we want to accelerate and front-load the achievement of this by 1 year or 1 year and 6 months. The net life insurance growth is such that there's a lot of potential and a lot of room for growth. The overall market is such that direct non-life insurance have only six companies. And that excludes us. There were six companies, and the share was only 4%. 96% are other existing conventional entities. The 4%, if we increase that to 15%, our profits should grow largely. Direct non-life companies are under the present circumstances are achieving enormous growth. Sony Non-Life and Mitsui Direct is also growing. Sony Non-Life or Sompo started in 1999 September, and Mitsui Direct started in 2000 June. We started in 2008 January 16th. So there's a difference in the launch of business and start of business. Presently, at 2007, the number of contractors in the case of Sony Sompo, that's 930,000. And Mitsui Direct, 700,000. So it's a very large number. If you look at us, however, the initial year, leaving aside the initial year, since the start of business, 2 years after the start of business, if you look at this fiscal year, Sony had ordinary income, a large negative, minus 5.6 billion. SGA was 920 million. They've spent a lot of advertisement cost and sales cost to achieve this increase in contract and increase in accounts. Mitsui Direct hasn't spent as much as Sony Sompo, but ordinary income was over 900 million. And operating, they have spent 4.352 billion to SDA to achieve this. The cost per contract for us in the second year is 390,000. Sony has 7.5 times, Mitsui 5.8 times. The cost is much cheaper for us because we do it through the internet. So that's the situation. So smoothly, we have increased contracts.
Since the opening of this business, it is steadily growing, and for this year, 150,000 policies is what we would like to achieve under our plan. So the premium increase is very steady too. In addition to that, by utilizing our synergy effects, banking over the counter, SBI net bank handling will start as of the 9th of April. And this site for the assumptions of the policy, first of all, it was just within the InsWeb, but other than that, Yahoo, InsWeb, and Insurance Square Bank, and also Kakaku.com, and others may be added, in which case NTDIF also added on. The assumption quotation cases are significantly increasing. This is as of last December, where this increased rapidly, and conversion rate with this increased portion, how much it comes down was calculated here, and it's about 1.15 for April. So it's not so much a decrease from 1.28. So it's come up 1.38, and then there are some least effective areas that will be further shaven off. SBI AXA Life Insurance. As of the 7th of April, there has been an opening of this business. The results for the first year, and it's rather difficult, it's about 5,400 policies or more, but at last, internet dedicated life insurance is being recognized continuously, and the fees are low, and during this recessionary environment, it is well accepted. Therefore, it is expanding rapidly. The life insurance industry overall had policy numbers which was not increasing. And as of November and December and January, this is the trend here. And through the year, it is difficult to grow in the policy numbers within the life insurance industry overall. But then direct life insurance companies, especially net life insurance companies, SBI AXA and LifeNet, which are the only two companies that exist within this form of model, is increasing sales for both companies significantly. And also mail order handling companies or call center handling, Zurich Life, around 700 policies and annual monthly rate. And Sompo Japan is about 400 policies. We also have it where it exceeded 1,000 policies within March alone. So that is continuing. In the future, this will be expected to grow further. And a questionnaire was placed on the net partner, namely LifeNet. And we collaborated in order to have a joint questionnaire sent. First of all, the reason that they bought life insurance through the net, what kind of merit they found. Namely, they can have the procedures taken during the time that is convenient for them. That was the predominant answer for both male and female respondents. And quick procedures, this is another reason they opt for net. And I thought cheapness was the predominant reason, but net convenience is that the procedure can be done at any time, and also there is a quickness. This is what we understood through this questionnaire result, and cheapness also, obviously, is about 63.3% for male respondents. Service improvements and the acquisition policies are continuously growing here. So initially it was doddering and the fees were rather high, so we put the fees at a discount of 46.6% at the maximum rate. Web account transfer also is to be started. Various preparations were made and presently, continuously, it is increasing. March acquisition is surpassing 1,000, so it's a record high. So record high will be continued to be renewed. Accordingly, new policy acquisition where unit costs will be coming down, and it's a good cycle ongoing. In addition to that, net and real trends may be seen, in which case, specifically, the agents starting from the net will be utilized, in which case, at this moment, there are about 71 agencies involved, and these are acting quite satisfactorily. Therefore, TV, magazines, newspapers may be utilized. These are very costly for the promotional methods, and this is taken by some of the mail ordering direct sales companies, but the net business is starting to surpass such businesses. So I think it's just a matter of time that they surpass. Our business is where, when I started this business, what should be prioritized most of all is to be going on the trend of the times, namely in the next 5 or 10 years or 20 or 30 years down the road, what will happen should be considered. As on the trend of the times, you should have a business that is appropriate to the passing of times. That is the financial business using the internet. And financial business, like the life insurance business, is where, although the industry overall will not grow, from the existing life insurance companies, we will be continuously taking the shares so that internet life insurance business can grow. That's the same for non-life business and security businesses too. Therefore, the retail confinement fees can be surpassing normal securities. We already became number one in securities. Banking business also is where we have secured profits. So it will be riding the trends of the times. And looking at the securities customers, people in the 20s and 30s were the customers that surpassed 50% of our customer segment. But after 20 years, they will be in their 40s and 50s. Commission fees in major securities companies in a week can be shared, compared, in which case it's a 12th or a third to a 12th. So if you buy the same products, what we are used to or what the customers are used to, these customers will not go to Nomura Securities. Nomura Securities customers, I think we can imagine that people in their 55s and more are the customers at Nomura. In 20 years or 30 years down the road, what will happen to those customers? And income transfer will also occur. Namely, there will be succession. Transfer of incomes will ongoing, in which case, rapidly, what the people who have the transfers made will have more financial assets, in which case, we will be able to expand the deposits placed with our company. Therefore, our business is where totally it is riding on the passing of times. Those are the only businesses we will focus on and take up. And that is how we expanded. In that sense, the banks are facing major difficulties. On the other hand, our bank, although it is small in scale, is really breaking through. That is whether you go on the tides of the times or not. That's the difference seen. Overseas developments, new stages are reached overseas. When we go overseas, the investment business, namely venture capital business, is what we focus on. So this is page 94. So initially it was the venture capital business. After that, gradually we went to other various financial businesses and launched into new arenas. For example, in India, internet security company has been established, is to be established, and we're making various preparations there. E-Trade Securities, SBI Securities, what they have nurtured in the past in areas other than E-Trade are the know-hows and expertise that can be utilized, that can be put together totally so that in these emerging nations, new companies can be established. Furthermore, in Cambodia, last September, Phnom Penh Commercial Bank was established. We have 40% of the ownership there. This company already in March secured profits. So continuously, there is an expansion into these regions from our company. So Asian economic growth would be connected to our growth. We will capitalize on such growth of these regions. Thereby, in overseas businesses, this is a core portion that we would like to treasure. And I think soon we'll be able to disclose that there will be a bank in Vietnam where we will invest in. We have decided that 20% of investment will be made to that bank. In this way, security, banking business, and other various new areas in relation to the net has been established for us. It's the same for Forex too. This FX market is where we would like to have it materialized as soon as possible. There were some people from the Hungary Bank coming, and whether they go into it or not is separate, but they're very much interested in our business. Other than that, Veritrans is where towards Asia there will be a consortium started up for e-commerce, and it was publicized on the newspaper. So the ECAA 16 companies, Anada or Japan Post, Anaways, system integrators, Anna, etc., were involved. A total 16 companies started up the ECAA e-commerce for Asia Alliance. So SBI Veritrans in the future will be able to have an office opened in other countries, and this alliance will be very much beneficial at that time. So this is another type of business we would like to roll out to equity. And dividend payout is 100 yen. Morningstar is 550 yen at the end of the year, and SBI Veritrans is 600 yen. This has already been announced. SBI Veritrans will have their own treasury stock to be retired. So the stocks had been held, but it will be depreciated, as a result of which our holding risk would be 38.7% changed to 41.1%, and our treasury stock owned equities will be acquired. 500 million is the cap, and as of the 11th of May on towards the 10th of August, we will have the acquisition of our own stocks. By utilizing this, M&A may be considered. For the sake of M&A, this may be one of the currency in order so that it can be more beneficial. In addition to that, the non-Japanese shareholders for our company is increasing significantly. I will talk about this later on. But for that sake, there are various overseas investors that are talking that clear direction about the dividend payout should be given. Therefore, as of this year, 20 to 50 of the net revenue on a consolidated basis. Dividend payout would be 20% and more as a principle, and we will consider about other conditions, in which case we will set the limit at 50%, so the dividend payout would be taken up to that limit level. And then, in principle, there would be no interim dividend payout, so it will be paid out in lump at the end of the year. As I said, the overseas shareholders ratio in the previous year was where the foreign investors totally were selling the Japanese equities. At that time, we had the ratio where 44.2%, an increase was achieved. Individual shareholders was exceeding 200,000. Individual investment is 39.1%. Foreign shareholders is 44.2%. Domestic financial institutions is 14.5%. So this was what happened as of the end of March. Nikkei Veritas is a magazine that publicized on February the 1st the overseas shareholders ratio increasing, and the ranking of such companies was listed here. This is as of the end of September, and it was 42.5% as of the end of last September. As I said, it is 44.2% at this moment, or as of the end of March. So predominantly our ownership, the ownership for our company from foreign investors is ongoing. As I said, I think it is about 6 p.m. at this moment. 1.5 hours of explanation will be closed here. If you have any questions at this point, I would like to receive your questions.
We'd like to start the Q&A. The respective responsible directors for different areas are here, so please avail yourselves. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will bring over the microphone to you, so please state your name and affiliation before you state your question. One question per questioner. With regard to the Q&A, the questions will be on our website. So for those of you who do not wish to see your question aired on the website, please let us know. So for those who have questions, please raise your hand. The lady there, please. My name is Ishibashi from Jiji Press. SBI Futures, my question relates to this entity. You have decided to withdraw from the commodity futures business, and through an equity swap, you have turned the entity into a subsidiary from an equity method affiliate. From the domestic commodities market, will SBI Group completely withdraw from related businesses? Is that the right way to view your approach? To state my conclusion first, that is the case, yes. The future of the market. How do you see the future of this market? Ever since we launched this company, we have watched the situation of the company. And as an industry, there was no growth whatsoever, is what I have seen. In the three terms, I have seen the performance. And I have thought about why this industry does not grow. In terms of the national economy, the futures market is such that it's unnecessary. People have hedging needs and so forth. So I thought that this was something which is necessary. But this is not necessary at all. And trading companies have sold their business as well. Hedging is done at overseas markets. In the commodities futures markets, they hedge overseas. So there's no need to do that here. And the regulatory agencies are METI and FSA and Agriculture Ministry. And they all say different things. And they have no intention of growing this industry. There is no intention on their part to grow this industry. So when we launched this company, I felt that there was a need for this in terms of national economy. And I thought that I would start something new to create sound investors. But this became, I felt the need to do something about this over-speculative market. So I thought I would blow some fresh wind into this, but this did not work out. In the past 1 year, countless number of companies have gone under. This industry is such that there is no reason for being. I would not go so far as to say that there is no reason for being, a raison d'être, but it's really meaningless to do business. And that was the conclusion we reached with respect to this trust business. Thank you very much.
The person at the front, please.
Thank you. I'm Funato from TSR. For the investment business, I would like to know about the outline. Last year, the sales comparison can be seen, in which case 14 billion existed. For this year, it is 5 billion. There are some difficulties, I understand, but about 60% or a little more than that of the reduction has occurred. So to summarize, can you give some outlines of what happened?
Yes. Then Mr. Nakagawa, General Manager, Executive General Manager Nakagawa will respond. I am Nakagawa speaking.
For asset management business, specifically in SBI investment-related revenue structure, the sales would be where the owned funds, where marketable securities will be sold, and that has been booked, and therefore the equity portion has been put to the book, and the purchasing amount is put as the sales cost. So the difference here may be positive, in which case there may be some profits to be achieved. And also, obviously, the held fund within the passing of the era, there may be some fees paid if there is a success. So the managerial custodian amount is about 2.5% to 3%, in which case, if there is something profitable, this is rather difficult to achieve. So from last year to this year, the settlement had some significant deficits. The listed stocks, as Mr. Kitao mentioned earlier on, after it is listed and if it's to be sold, then it was not a listed equity. From that, the equities to sell, securities to sell was rather small. So we didn't have a significant sales achieved. So that was reflected within the performance results. On the other hand, in the short term, although I explained as the point, as on the presentation paper says, in the next 2 or 3 years for investments, there is a timely point that we need to decide, and we have already considered about various stocks that may be potentially IPO'd, or if it's to be taken through M&A, then more profits can be secured. So such preparations had been ongoing within the past year. That's how I would like you to understand the status. Does this answer your question? Thank you very much. Any other questions?
If you have a question, please raise your hand. Please. Person in the middle. Nomura Asset Management, my name is Kurai. Earlier you talked about the securities business, 32 and 33, the brokerage transaction value. Your transaction value share is such that you have by far the lion's share. The net securities transaction on that score, your assumption was that you will by far exceed the other net companies, and that is the direction which we assume you were looking at. I recall that that was the case. But in addition to the fee and so forth, online companies, the competition situation, what will be the development going forward, or will there be no development going forward? I'd like to hear your thinking on this matter, please. Izuchi from SBI Securities is here, so I'll have him answer that question. Izuchi is my name. Thank you. With regard to the share, a question was raised. So on that point, presently cash is such that we have 40% plus in terms of credit of the individual investment. We have more than close to half the share. 50% of the share. We've decreased the commission fee and it's conceivable that we could increase share by reducing the fee and commission. But unlike the manufacturers, if we increase the share any more, in various respects, this is in many respects a public business, so we need to be very careful about increasing share. At this point in the industry, there are five or six largest companies, and we are among them. And there is a sort of subsidence of the situation where each company was out to grab share. So now we have to think about more about profitability rather than increasing our share. Among the exclusive net companies, there are unique characteristics shown by each of the large companies. In the case of our company, 2 years ago, we have merged with SBI Securities. So Mr. Kitao talked about, we will be considering the Money Plaza concept. The click and mortar is something that we want to realize, and this we want to become the first retail entity to do that, and that is the kind of business model we want to create. So unlike the past, we will not be concentrating on just increasing share. We want to increase convenience, and as a retail securities, we want to assume the number one position, and that is what we will be concentrating on. If I may add to that, what I mentioned earlier, PTS, I believe this will be a decisive factor in future competition. As for discretionary transaction execution, this is something that every investor must take for granted for investors, and this is something that companies must do for the investors. And if institutional investors take that route, SBI securities weighting or share would increase. So PTS and synergistic effect to be achieved across the group is something which exists in no other company. So this will be a very large discriminating factor. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Are there any other questions? I think we have more or less answered the questions. We would like to close the meeting here. Thank you very much for attending today. With this, SBI Group's performance results has been concluded. Thank you very much for staying us for many hours.